Chapter 5. Culture and Education. Culture plays a crucial role in shaping people's perceptions, opinions, and attitudes towards various issues. Cultural norms can influence what is considered acceptable or unacceptable behavior, as well as what is deemed credible or unreliable information. The permeability of information depends highly on culture. The key factors in information permeability refer to collectivist and individualist reasoning, group dependence, trust in authorities, communication styles, power distance, attitude towards change, language and semantics, and so on. A popular division of cultures is into collectivist and individualist. Individualism pertains to societies in which the ties between individuals are loose, everyone is expected to look after him or herself and his or her immediate family. Hence, opinions are formed based on person's individual judgment and the group's pressure is weak. Collectivism pertains to societies in which people from birth onward are integrated into strong, cohesive in-groups, which throughout people's lifetime continue to protect them in exchange for unquestioning loyalty. In collectivist societies, groups have overwhelming influence in the formation of individuals' opinions. Cultural factors can significantly influence how people respond to mis- and disinformation, as well as the extent to which individuals are inclined to conform with collective norms, trust authorities, rely on established information channels, yield to community and peer pressure, and so on. Cultural awareness refers to the understanding, sensitivity, and knowledge of different cultures, their customs, beliefs, traditions, and espoused cultural values. It empowers individuals to understand the context, be sensitive to diverse perspectives, and critically assess information. Cultural barriers hinder effective communication due to differences in cultural ideas, beliefs, customs, etc. of people who belong to different cultures. Combating information disorder requires addressing these cultural barriers effectively. When dis- and misinformation are intertwined with cultural narratives and beliefs, the negative effects are harder to correct. To be effective in a culturally diverse environment, one needs to avoid ethnocentric views of otherness and develop an understanding of the norms and standards that are acceptable within that specific context. Socioeconomic status can also affect levels of media literacy. Echo chambers and polarization function easily when people are confined to specific circles and communicates only with like-minded people, which is more likely to happen in economically vulnerable communities. The focus on finding common ground, promoting understanding, and encouraging evidence-based discussions while respecting diverse perspectives and cultural contexts can entail positive results and build trust as a juxtaposition to stereotypes and information disorder.